We're continuing for our communion meditation in Psalm 25, so if you would turn there, please. I'd like to, we'll focus just briefly on verse 20 for our meditation this morning, but I'd like to read verses 15 through 20. And so if you would rise, please, as we read God's mighty word. This is God's word to you. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Lord God, we bow in submission to your holy word. We put our trust in you. Open our eyes, we ask, and guide us, prepare our hearts to come to your table. We love you and praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we have meditated on Psalm 25 over the past 2 months, I guess it's 3 months, you may have noticed some prayer requests that King David has repeated. He repeats often in this psalm and actually in many of the songs that he wrote. He repeated by the leading of the Holy Spirit. For example, here he asks for forgiveness 3 times in this psalm. Clearly asked. Verse 7, do not remember the sins of my youth, he said, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. And then he said in verse 11, for your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. And then verse 18, look on my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Knowing that he had broken God's law, David was coming humbly before the Lord. And he was asking the Lord for forgiveness because he had experienced, he knew that on the other side of repenting, of confessing, he knew God's great mercy. So he cried out to the Lord. And several weeks ago, I also shared this from Matthew Henry in his commentary on this passage. He said, when at any time we are in trouble, we should be more concerned about our sins to get them pardoned than about our afflictions to get them removed. And David, another way he was repeating here, he's asking for guidance. In verses 4 and 5, he asked in a number of ways. He said, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. So he's saying, show me your ways, Lord. I want to know your ways. I want to walk in your ways. And he knew he had to ask the Lord through the Spirit to show him those ways. Show me your ways. Teach me your paths. I want to go on those paths only. I don't want to be diverted off those paths. Teach me what those are. Lead me in your truth, he said. In other words, lead me in your word. And teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I cannot save myself. And knowing that the Lord is the God of his salvation, David asked for deliverance. Another way he, thing that he repeated. And he said in verse 16, turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. And then he said in verse 19, consider my enemies. Certainly the Lord knew his enemies, but Lord, consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. He had many enemies, almost throughout his whole life, and they were cruel. And then in verse 20, he said, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. I trust in you. And so he asked the Lord to keep his soul. In other words, to protect him, to preserve his life from these cruel enemies, and to rescue him and to guard his life from their sin against him. And also, I believe, to guard him from his own sin. And he's here acknowledging his dependence on God to deliver him. Our Lord incarnate told his disciples, and he's telling us, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. And each week, when we remember the Lord and his work of deliverance as we partake at his table, and we remember the cost of our deliverance, we are also acknowledging, dear family, that we cannot save ourselves. We cannot deliver ourselves. We see in the table who our deliverer is. reminded, praise God, each Lord's Day that He pardoned us and He now accepts us as righteous in His sight by the imputed righteousness of Christ, which is received by faith alone, which is a gift in itself. And then David prayed and he sang, he cried out, "Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you." And he knows he will not be ashamed. He fully believes he will not be ashamed. In other words, he will not be defeated. He will not be downcast. He will not be discouraged. He will not be disappointed in this request of his. Because he trusted in the Lord. And even that faith he had, and we have, praise God, to trust in him is a gift from our deliverer. And so, dear family, may we partake now of this table. And he has invited us lovingly to his table, trusting in our Lord Jesus. We must come in faith and receive the grace that we need to defeat the incessant attacks upon us. Incessant attacks of the enemy of our souls and of the world and its systems and its philosophies that are all around us and our own unsanctified hearts. Let's come to the table. Let's pray. Well, Lord, we do praise you and we worship you as our rock and our fortress and our deliverer. Lord, there is no other. We know that. And we rejoice that we can commune with you now by your invitation and taste and see that you are good and that you love us with an everlasting love. Oh, Lord, we are humbled that you would bear our sin on the cross, that you would humble yourself to save us, that we might more and more die now to sin and live in righteousness. And Lord, we give you all thanks that you have defeated all your and our enemies, and they will not triumph over us. Lord, you have triumphed over death and sin, and you have freed us from fear and bondage. Oh, Lord, fill us with your Spirit and impart grace to your people now as we come in obedience and we come in our love for you. For we ask this in the name of our Savior and our Deliverer, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.